to the second part of the Thursday edition of Round and About, a rather special programme this evening, because at your request, I do listen to you, you see, we're going to talk about housing, properties and the market here in Cyprus, and indeed the problems that people face. With me in the studio is an expert in the field, Nigel Howarth. You may have heard him a couple of weeks ago now, I think it was. Nigel, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Ray.
It was a few weeks ago now that we had that discussion. You didn't get a great deal of words in edgeways.
Just at the end, as I recall.
So we're going to put that right now and take listeners' phone calls.
Right. The
number for people to call is 7777 1089, and if you ring in, I will literally put you straight through, and you'll have to wait for me to say hello, who's there, and then you can put your questions to Nigel Howarth. So that number once again, 7777 1089. Now then, Nigel, we'll have a little piece of music so that we can settle ourselves in, and then we'll have a little chat just to sort of start us off with the general problems in the sector. I know there are many. Quick reminder, though, for people who are students of Greek by radio, that we will have our beginner's course at 1:30 this hour. And another reminder for you about that phone number, if you'd like to put a question to Nigel. Oops, there's the first one coming in. It's 7777 1089. And this seemed appropriate because I suppose when you look at a property, or maybe it's a field, you have your dreams, don't you? This is Fields of Gold.
You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You forget the sun in his yellow sky as we walk in fields of gold.
Hope they stay that way, of course, when you build the house of your dreams or you buy into one. And we do have our very first caller. Good evening. Hello?
Hello, yes, good evening.
Good evening. You've got a question for Nigel. Can I ask your name, please?
What is your opinion of the development of the real estate market in Cyprus in the next 2 years?
Well, thanks for that. I mean, I guess if we all knew the answer to that, we'd all be millionaires, wouldn't we?
What's your opinion?
Do you think it's going to be going up or down, basically, I guess?
Well, I guess it's been going up now for a number of years. I think it's been going up the last couple of years at the rate of something like 7% per annum. But there's so many variables here. I mean, if there's a solution, for example, to the Cyprus problem, then I can see there's going to be quite a few people moving to other parts of the island. And, you know, who knows? Who knows, really?
So it's very difficult to quantify. But
yes.
That's your only question, then? You don't have a question about problems with properties or anything like that?
Not yet.
Well, that's optimism and enthusiasm for you. Thank you very much indeed for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there we are. You see, it's that simple. If you dial 7777-1089, we will put you through, and you can put your question to Nigel. Nigel, what I had more in mind, really, was the problems that arise with people,
sure,
particularly from other parts of Europe, coming to Cyprus, yeah, settling, and there are lots of problems, and however much you do your homework, it does seem that there are things you might try and avoid.
That's right. I think the main problem comes, as we were talking in the discussion last time, is that people don't understand the way things work. A lot of them believe, because English is widely spoken here, that it's the same as England with a bit of sunshine. But the fact is, it isn't. It's a foreign country. It has different laws, different rules, different regulations, different ways of doing things. And they can really get themselves into quite a bit of difficulties one way and another.
What are the main difficulties?
The main difficulties are, well, they don't take independent legal advice. They don't necessarily have enough knowledge to really work out how they should approach buying a property. I always say to people, for example, if they're coming to live here, is don't buy straight away. Rent somewhere for 6 months.
Mm.
You know, have a look around the island, find out where you want to live, because it's a very varied place. I mean, you've got the Troodos Mountains, you've got Paphos, and the other towns.
And I guess that if you've come here on holiday and fallen in love with a place, it's not quite the same if you come back to live, is it?
No, living in a place, holidaying somewhere and living somewhere is totally different, different. Now, I know a number of people buy holiday homes here, for example, in the tourist areas, and some people actually make their permanent homes there. I know some people who have, and after a couple of years they say, well, look, I've got no permanent neighbours here. Every week somebody's different next door. I can't make any friends here, so I'll move off and live somewhere else.
Okay, and when people decide to move off and live somewhere else, is it easy to sell up?
Well, not at the moment. I can remember when I first came to Cyprus in 83, I think it was. There wasn't an estate agent on the island, but you walk into, go around any of the towns now, and every other shop is an estate agent.
Mm.
So there is a lot of property on the market at the moment.
But are there the buyers for second-hand properties? Because that's the other problem, I think.
Yes.
At least I assume it is. With so much new development going
on,
will people look at, and indeed how do prices compare? If I'm looking, for example, at a house that was built 5 or 6 years ago, has been lived in for 5 years, and one that is coming to completion in a new development. What are the pros and cons of those two?
Oh dear. Well, I think that the pros and cons, well, let's have a look at the good side first of all of getting a resale property. You can see what you're buying. You can walk around it, you can kick it, touch it, feel it, stroke it. But I always suggest to people, as you do when you buy a property in the UK, is get it independently surveyed and valued. Because there's a house not far away from me that's having to have all its render redone because of dampness. So you have to have, you know, you really have to do things properly. A lot of people come over here on a whim and buy a property and have problems.
Mm.
I think if you're buying off plan, I think the main advantage is you don't have to pay for it straight away.
Yes.
But one of the difficulties is, of course, is that you don't always see what you're going to get.
Mm.
And what I suggest to people is, you know, if you're thinking to buy off plan, go and see other properties that the developer has built. that he's building, and you know, maybe some he's built several years ago, and talk with the
owners. Talk to people to see whether there's a follow-up.
Yeah, what his service is like, what his build quality is like, and so on.
Okay, those are very basic things. But if we're looking generally at resale, are there better areas than others for that, or are you more likely to be able to sell in, for example, a tourist area?
Well, if you're in a tourist area, you're going to be selling... it's going to be a holiday apartment or a holiday villa. And there are a lot of them on the market at the moment. You know, you may have to wait a year, 18 months before you get a buyer. If you look in the residential areas, then I think you'd have a much better chance of selling, because more people want to live... I mean, more business people want to live in the towns than want to live in the tourist areas.
Okay. And, of course, not all of these places are in the town. Some of them are a little way out as
well.
That's
quite. Well, that's the other thing, yes. You've got convenience for shopping. I mean, where I live, I can walk to the supermarket in 5 minutes over a flat bit of ground and get the milk and bread and everything else and toodle back home. I mean, some people I know in some of the developments have to sort of drive for 20 minutes in the car to get a bottle of milk.
Okay. Yeah. So those are all the sort of things that people should look at.
Yeah, and things like access to facilities, the doctors, the dentists, hospitals and things like that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break for a short piece of music, Nigel, and continue our conversation. Don't forget, if you'd like to put a question to Nigel, then you can call us on 77771089. Don't put any area codes in wherever you are on the island. That's the number. 77771089.
Delight your mind completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight, light up in your eyes.
Talking to Nigel Howarth about the problems facing people purchasing properties in Cyprus. Now, you said at the very beginning, Nigel, that it was important to get proper legal advice. There's been a story in the local press recently about a lawyer who's absconded with vast sums of money. It's well known, certainly to people like me who've been here for many, many years, that there are, and we all know there are cowboy developers, there are lots of them who are, if you like, and I'll say this straight out, in cahoots with lawyers and occasionally also with bank managers. And between them, they've got a nice little scam going. Now then, if you're just visiting the island and you want to buy a property, how can you make sure you don't fall into the clutches of people like that?
Well, the best thing people can do is go to another town to find their lawyer. So if they're, for example, thinking of buying in Paphos, then go to Limassol. If they're thinking of buying in Limassol, go to Nicosia.
Mm-hmm.
So that to increase their chances of getting truly independent legal advice. Because as you say, and yes, I mean, I get quite a few queries from people who have had some
bad experiences.
Yeah.
Okay. You hope that if they've done what you just suggest, they've got a good one, but is there any way of keeping tabs on the legal advice that you get and finding out whether or not, you know, it's again very difficult if you don't read Greek, for example. All the paperwork is in Greek. You haven't got a clue what it says, and your lawyer says, that's okay, sign here. What do you do?
Well, most of the contracts I've seen have been in English for British buyers, and I think what people have to do is to read those contracts through, and if they have any queries with those contracts, is to ask the solicitor, or rather the lawyer, exactly what those clauses mean.
Mm.
I mean, I've seen contracts, I won't mention any names, but there was one particular one I recall where the property buyer was required to pay money in stages. And yet the developer said, well, if I can't get the men, I can't build the property, but you've still got to pay in on these dates.
Mm.
So these people could come over here, having paid all the money, and find that there was absolutely nothing on the ground. And,
yeah.
and that has happened. I know people, and that has happened too.
Okay, but no self-respecting lawyer is going to ask you to sign that. So presumably if you get one of those, you're going to immediately change your lawyer.
I would hope so. But this is the other thing that people must read the contracts and make sure they're balanced. I'm not trying to say that they should all favour the buyer, but a contract should be balanced between the person you're buying from and the person buying.
And there are no, for example, standard contracts. I mean, that would make life so much easier, wouldn't it? If there was a sort of standard contract that people could just fill in the details.
Mm. Well, yes. I know a number of lawyers do have pro forma contracts that they use. And I've seen a number of those, but those could be improved upon. I mean, if you were to take them all and put them all together, yes, you could get one good contract.
Mm.
If in fact there is, I use a standard contract, and there are standard contracts here for building property, not from a property developer, but if you buy land and then get an architect to design your home, and then you go out to tender to find a building contractor, there is a standard form of contract that runs to about 40 pages. That defines the role of each of you, the builder, the architect, and you as the customer. And then that, together with that, you get the specification that's been put together by the architect, probably another 30 or 40 pages, plus all the drawings and so on, the architectural drawings and structural drawings of the property they're going to build.
Okay, and from those sort of contracts, let's talk about title deeds.
No.
We do only have about 8.5-9 minutes left, title deeds is something that, I mean, presumably if you've got one of those contracts, and it would be in there, but it's not just down to that, is it? It's down at the beginning. I think there is a time limit during which you have to file the paperwork with the land registry department?
Yes, it's within 60 days of signing the contract. Though I was reading in the papers a few weeks ago that there was talk of changing this. But remember, it's not only filing your contract. It's what your lawyer has to do, first of all, is to make sure that there isn't a mortgage on the property you're buying, which does happen. Now, unfortunately...
On the property or the land? Or both?
Or both. It's usually on the land, because what the developers will do, they will, or some of the developers, I mustn't be too general here, some of the developers will use the land as collateral to raise a loan to start the development.
Mm.
And then they will sell those properties off plan, but there will still be a mortgage on the land. And what that means is even though you may have deposited your contract of sale, you cannot get ownership of the property until that mortgage has been cleared. Now, in that situation, what your lawyer should be doing is going to the person who's selling and asking him to get a clearance certificate from the financial institution that loaned the money.
Mm.
So effectively clearing the bit you've bought from the mortgage.
Okay.
But it actually gets, it can actually get worse than that, because you may have, you can buy a property off plan that has a mortgage lodged against it, and even though you may have paid for the property in full, the person selling it can still take out another mortgage on the land. So you could be scuppered twice. And that's perfectly legal. I've got the information here.
Even after you've paid for the property?
Yeah, I've got the information here from the Lands and Surveys Department.
Right, so hang on a minute. Suppose you've got your clearance, you think you've got your property, or are we talking about before the clearance is given?
Sorry, before the clearance.
You said that you need to get the lawyer to get a clearance certificate, so your property is no longer under. Suppose that's happened. Can the seller still remortgage it?
Yes.
Until when?
Till you get the title deed. Until you own the property.
So you don't own the property until you have the title deed?
No, you have, as I think the lawyer was saying, you have the right to own the property. That's a bit like saying that every American has the right to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them actually become the president, even though they have the right? So, yes, you do have the right to be the owner, but the difficulty you have is exercising that right because of delays, administration within the various departments that handle the title deeds, and also because of these problems with maybe there's money owing on the land.
Well, that's the most worrying, because I mean, if it is purely a matter of delay in administration, it will eventually go through.
Oh, yes, yes.
The problem, as I see it, is when it's not going through because of some other thing, like the mortgage.
Yes.
Which there seems to be, I mean, you're then up to a third party. It's fairly easy,
that's
I would
right.
imagine, to go to the ombudswoman and say, listen, this department has been sitting on my application for 18 months, and she can say, oh, dear me, and it'll get through.
Yes.
But that's not the case if there's an outstanding mortgage, because you're relying on a third party to settle a debt.
That's right, yes.
So is there anything you can do about that?
No, in a word. The only thing you can do is to take independent legal advice in the first place and get that clearance certificate. And also, when the contract is drawn up, you make sure that there is a clause in there preventing the owner from remortgaging, from taking out another mortgage on the land. And if he does, you put a stiff penalty in there.
Hmm. But the stiff penalty presumably has to be stiff enough to want him to be either punitive or certainly a deterrent.
Absolutely, because you can get the title to the land. You can get the title to the property. You can own the property, but then you'll find that nobody will buy it because there's another mortgage lodged against it.
Mm. Okay, this is very complicated.
It is.
Does this mean as well, let's go back to resales, that there are properties on the resale market that you should also do a search on because they could have a mortgage against them?
Yes, certainly. Yes. Yes. You see, they may not, because of the time it takes to issue title deeds, some of those resale properties may still be owned by...
the developer?
Yeah.
I'm speechless. We're talking years here, aren't we?
Oh, we're talking years. I had a quick, before our last meeting, I had a quick count on the internet. I put out a question, how long have you been waiting for your title deed? Some people have been waiting, only a small, about 5%, have been waiting over 20 years.
Good grief. Oh, right. Well, we'll have to have another session on this, I suspect, with people either from the Land and Surveys Department or more lawyers or lawmakers to see what's happening, because it is in the news. I mean, there are moves to change it, Nigel, but I mean, looking at all these different aspects, can you, in a nutshell, say what the best way to change it would be so that everybody was seeing it as a fair development and at the same time, I mean, people, particularly if you're retiring here, again, let's hit the nail on the head, you don't know how long you're going to live, do you?
No,
and you
don't.
Certainly can't wait 20 years for a property and then find that if you pop your clogs, nobody can do anything with it.
No, of course, the other difficulty is, I mean, there's now these equity release schemes where you can use your property to get money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can earn income from your property without selling it. It's particularly useful for people who are sort of in their 70s and yeah. haven't got enough income. Well, they can't even do that unless they have the title deed.
But if you have got your title deed, you can do things like that.
Yes, and there's no other mortgage. You know, there's no other claims outstanding against the land. Yes.
All right. Well, it's fascinating stuff. Well, I'm sorry we got no more callers for you, but we had a fascinating conversation, Nigel. And thank you very much once again for joining us. Who knows? We may yet do it again, because I do have a feeling this is not something that's going to just disappear into thin air somehow.
It's not going to go away, right?
I'm afraid it isn't, is it? And we will follow with interest the moves by the lawmakers here in Cyprus to bring things up to date and make them more streamlined. But, it's not going to happen overnight, that's for sure. Nigel Hower, thank you very much indeed for joining me once again. Do you want to give out a phone number where people could get in touch with you personally, or is not?
If I could give you my email address.
Good, that's fair enough.
It's Nigel, N-I-G-E-L, dot Howarth, H-O-W-A-R-T-H, at cyprus-property-buyers.com.
Cyprus-property?
Yeah, buyers, B-U-Y-E-R-S.
.com. Okay, Nigel, say it again for me.
Nigel.Howarth, H-O-W-A-R-T-H, at cyprus-property-buyers. .com.
Fair enough, and thank you very much indeed once again for coming all the way up from Limassol to join me here in the studio in Nicosia. And all he gets for it is a coffee, bless him. Well,
very nice coffee, Rosie.
Thank you very much indeed. All right, now then, we're heading towards our Greek by Radio lesson. It's coming your way in about 3 minutes from now. In fact, straight after this.